Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
My position has been that Israel is not committing genocide, that it's baseless and it's insulting, and I don't think the case was helpful to bring. Today's judgment is simply whether or not the case is justiciable, meaning whether or not there's a valid dispute under the Genocide Convention between South Africa and Israel, which I think everybody recognizes that there is.
That's Liberal Member of Parliament Anthony Helsfather commenting this morning on the International Court of Justice case, and someone who's been, and unfortunately, kind of a voice of some more clarity in a government where, you know, their policy around all of this has been rather vague and fuzzy, unfortunately. Now, I understand that there is going to be some news conference soon here this morning. The government's going to respond to this and hopefully clarify their position on all of this. By the way, hopefully we hear something from the government on this. The UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, as it's often referred to, which basically focuses on Palestinian refugees. It's kind of a UN agency specifically for that. Well, some pretty shocking information coming to light today. And in fact, the head of this agency has actually fired several employees in order of investigation after Israeli authorities provided them with evidence that some of their staff members took part in the October 7th terror attack by Hamas. The U.S., by the way, has temporarily suspended assistance to this agency. Canada needs to follow suit. By the way, given that the ICJ decision cites this very agency, I think that does cast some doubt on its credibility. But yes, look, the ICJ is saying that Israel needs to do all it can to prevent death, civilian casualties, and I think that's what everyone's been saying all along here. But interestingly, the ICJ does not order a ceasefire here. So for those who've been accusing Israel of committing genocide, who felt that this was a slam dunk case, clearly not. So what are we to make of all of this? What does Canada's position need to be moving forward? And look, I mean, you know, the incitement that comes along with that word genocide, and we saw a scary example of it this week, where this manifesto posted by this guy who went into Edmonton City Hall armed with a rifle and Molotov cocktails. One of the things he talked about was what he called a genocide in Gaza and holding leaders to account. So we need to be careful with all of this too, I think. And we're joining us for some thoughts on all of this here this morning. Very pleased to welcome to the program Richard Robinson, Director of Research and Advocacy with B'nai B'rith Canada. Richard, thanks so much for joining us here today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Rob.
Okay, so we got the ICJ ruling out this morning. Let me get your thoughts, first of all, on what they had to say and what it all means.
Well, the main concern for us at B'nai B'rith Canada, Rob, as you alluded to, is that decisions such as this, whenever there's condemnation of Israel on the international scale, we tend to see repercussions for it, usually negative, in the diasporic community here in Canada. Unfortunately, oftentimes the Jewish community seem to be complacent with all the decisions of the Israeli government. And so we do see, and we're fearful of, a rise in anti-Semitism coming from this decision. We know already that there's going to be protests. There's one planned for later today in Toronto outside of the Israeli consulate. And so we're nervous that that this decision will lead to additional incitement towards the Jewish community here in Canada.
Yeah, I think there's a big concern. And I mean, we've seen a really alarming uptick in incidents of anti-Semitism. We've seen some protests that I think have gone well beyond simply criticizing Israel, that have meant to intimidate Jewish-owned businesses, the Jewish community, you know, the language we hear in some of these protests, not just defending or supporting Hamas, but, you know, calling for Israel's destruction, that sort of thing. And I think there's a potential here, as you allude to, this might actually get worse now.
Yes, certainly. We were hoping that Israel's right to defend itself. This, as everyone knows, Israel's current action in the Gaza Strip is the result of the October 7th terror attack launched by Hamas and its allies. We were hoping for the ICJ, which correctly didn't ask for a ceasefire, to unequivocally, though, support Israel in its defensive engagement. And since that wasn't done, Rob, it does open the door for some people, the detractors of the Israeli state, to continue to protest against the actions of Israel.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Right. And look, I mean, people are free to have their opinions on this. And, you know, we do need to respect that right and freedom of assembly. But like you say, I think we've seen some of these that have really crossed the line, and understandable concern about what might come next. Now, I mentioned, you know, this news today about this United Nations agency, UNRWA, as it's referred to, that you've got the ICJ actually relying on UNRWA and parts of its ruling. And we learn now that UNRWA has fired a number of employees. They've launched an investigation that some of their staff might have participated in the October 7th terror attack. I mean, it's horrific. But look, the U.S. has cut off support for this agency. What should Canada's response be to this?
Well, even before October 7th, B'nai B'rith was calling for Canada to investigate and audit its funding of UNRWA. Long before October 7th and some of the more disturbing news that's come out recently about UNRWA employees and their complicity in the October 7th attacks, UNRWA has been blamed for fueling some of the violence that has been occurring in the region because of some of the academic materials which UNRWA funds, which are produced by the Palestinian Authority, in which, to say the least, are not conducive of a peaceful two-state solution, but rather can be seen as inciting young students to endeavor to treat Israel with hostility. So this is nothing new. UNRWA has been the Western world has been critical of UNRWA for quite some time, Rob, and it's time that our government look very, very seriously into whether or not they should continue to fund UNRWA as it currently exists.
Well, no kidding. I mean, especially given what's come to light today. Now, of course, I mean, look, if Israel's opponents want to hold up this ruling today, I mean, you know, there's also a call here, a demand here to release the hostages, something Hamas continually refuses to do. You know, certainly there needs to be some onus on Hamas, doesn't there, in terms of their violations of all of this, their genocidal intent. Why hasn't that been the focus?
So B'nai B'rith Canada, in partnership with B'nai B'rith International, did submit submissions to the International Court of Justice in advance of this ruling once the South African application was made to the court. And a portion of our submissions actually requested that the ICJ take jurisdiction over the actions of Hamas and its allies within the Palestinian territories, and to examine whether or not they are guilty of crimes violating the Genocide Convention or other treaties of international law.
You know, look, kind of the tragic irony around all of this is, I mean, tomorrow is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And so, you know, with all of that, you know, and the you know, never forget, right? And now all of a sudden we have this situation, this group that's trying to destroy the Jewish state. I mean, and to now be accusing Israel of genocide with that as a backdrop, it feels rather grotesque, really.
Well, what this is it's the opinion of B'nai B'rith Canada that what we've seen here with the South African application is a nation state using the International Court of Justice as a venue through which to unduly attack another democratic state solely because of their political beliefs.
Now, I alluded to, you know, this earlier this week, which was pretty chilling to see. So we had an incident in Edmonton where an individual storms into City Hall. He's firing a rifle. He's throwing Molotov cocktails. He posted a manifesto talking about his mission. And among the things he talked about was this whole situation with Israel. He referred to a genocide in Gaza, talked about holding leaders to account. So that was pretty chilling. What are we to make of that, do you think?
Well, that is the exact type of incitement that we are concerned about when we get a ruling like we did today from the ICJ. There is a bona fide concern that individuals in communities across Canada will feel emboldened to take action, extreme action, in this case a terror attack against a civic building, but perhaps directly against the Jewish community. A Jewish institution, as we've seen, as you know, in areas like Montreal, where schools were a school and a synagogue were shot at, and where a Molotov cocktail was thrown. Mm-hmm. So that's the concern, Rob, is that the more discussion there is towards genocide, which is unfounded. The ICJ ruled today that they do not have any evidence of such, and that they're not in a position to make such a determination, that rhetoric will only enhance sort of the extreme reactions to it by some individuals.
We'll leave it there for now. Much more, B'nai B'rith.ca. Richard, thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.